This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen. Joining us this week for an introspective look at a number of things that are going on all around us, personally with our lives, our connection to people, our connection to things. I've brought back Kim Bellissimo, who is someone that I have great respect and regard for. I consider her a friend. She's a great advisor. She is hard-pressed to tell you what she really does for a living. But I think that she has... I'm trying to remember why I went to you the first time I met you any number of years ago. And I don't remember what was going on in my life at the time, but I know that you gave me insight into something when I needed you. You sort of opened the door, and you were one of those rare people. And I say this because if you're interested, if you listen to Kim for a while and going to her website, which is Kim Bellissimo, 2 L's 1 S 1 M, and I always spell your name wrong, Bellissimo, KimBellissimo.com, you'll see kind of an entree into all kinds of different things. I mean, there are lots of thought experts out there. One of the things that I'd like to start with is what it is that influences people. What do you find in talking to people that they want to listen to, they need to listen to? Because we have so many people now that are controlling our lives with our thought. The news media especially hammers away at this is the thinking that we have to follow, and in many people's instances, not in their best interest to follow that kind of thinking. So how do we know who to believe?
Thank you for having me, Doug. That's right.
To have you.
How do we know what to believe? Because we're in this realm of duality. And so most people are looking at the situation from one side or another, or they are pitted against one another. And what happens is our mind kind of creates an line. It drives our energy outside of us. And so when we do that, we see ourselves as separate. And in this time, in order to truly see, in order to create miracles, even in kind of the catastrophe or all the chaos, when you drop into your center, your heart, what happens then is you start to see in a very different way. Instead of seeing blue or red, you start to see from wholeness. Now, what wholeness looks like is you start to see the opposite, but that is the edge of the space on each side. It's like the heart sees in a circle. The heart sees circular. So we start to see then, you know, the passive, the active. We start to see from wholeness. We start to see all sides. And when you can see from all sides, now you can start to create your life.
All right. I'm going to interrupt you on occasion here because there are a lot of people who follow you who follow what you're saying. But some of the concepts that you put forth need further explanation. For example, you've suggested that we create miracles. You have to drop into your heart. How does one drop into one's heart?
It's with attention. And we can think of our attention like a flashlight, like our attention is directed outward, and this is where we're usually focused on that what that other person is doing. But if we can redirect that flashlight, that light within our heart, that space in between, kind of that's the empty space, that's present, that's the void, that space right there, when that opens up, six fields kind of energy start to pull in. And if you look at my symbol on my website, that structure, it looks like a vertical kind of figure eight and
yes,
a horizontal.
A double figure, like double infinity in a manner of speaking.
Double infinity, vertical and horizontal. The horizontal represents how a mind drives our attention out, which most people are playing on a horizontal playing field. But we kind of really want to be on a vertical playing field because when we're in the vertical, what happens is no matter what is taking place, we can start to be a conduit for change. We could bring in something out of thin air. This is where, in the chaos, you can create. This is where miracles can come in.
Let me get one more, another clarification in terms of the individual thought process versus group think. We not only have the Chinese virus to deal with and that reality and following some doctor like God, like Fauci or whoever else it is that we think has all the knowledge, when in fact they don't. Then we move into this problem that we're having with race relations and who to believe. People of color believe that they need to follow somebody who has the skin color the same as theirs. People who are white think they need to follow people of the same skin color as they do. And so then this folly begins and the upset starts. And, you know, again, there are a lot of things that have been going on here and elsewhere. Those things no longer serve us. So the creative mode here is to find ways to bring in the new. And I'm not, I think your advice is that we cannot do that in a large group. We all have to depend on ourselves. Is that accurate?
Yes, and I'd like to respond to the first thing you said about COVID. I worked on 5 people with COVID that were actually, I got a call from their family members after they said their byes, after they had been kind of, you know, said their rights or whatever, because they were dying, their organs failed, and very interesting working on that energetically, because what I did is I took them to the door, you know, I call it the door, and in taking them up, you know, what happened, I've never seen anything quite like this. It pulls apart all the communication with the body, and then when that happens, you know, it's like you're dead. But in starting to energetically create all these connections in the communication, it was very interesting because one older gentleman I worked on, his family, I just spoke with him, his family, and I worked on him a month. He was in a coma for a month. And I was bringing him up through the door, working these pictures, working the energy. When he came out of that coma, he was on TV. And when he came out, it was like his face was like glowing, and he doesn't know my work, but he was saying everything about what I worked with him. I saw God. I was reviewing my pictures, and then I know what it's about now because this person was very much about money, very much about just working so hard, nothing to do with relationship and family. So he came back in and knew what his life was about.
So then that's part of what I'm talking about, relationship and family, and that business with the COVID, what's killing people in part is isolation. And I'll talk a little bit about that and my stepmother in a matter of moments. We have Kim Bellissimo with us, energy healer, on Your Hidden Power. Here's something, the energy around keeping your house the best it can be, the healthiest it can be. Let's put some energy into it. If you're frustrated and you're not happy with the sheets that you're sleeping on, think about your bedroom. That's where you spend most of your singular time. You should spend 7-8 hours a day every day in your bedroom. So how are the sheets? How are the towels in the bathroom? How are the pillows, the pillowcases? The buy one, get one free sale goes on right now. So you can buy a lot of these things, the MyPillow items, for half price. Or essentially, you buy one, you get another one free. You want two, you pay for one, you get another one. That's the BOGO sale. And the idea of the atmosphere that you're creating with the pillows and with the sheets, it's a dream. I love getting into my nice, clean Giza sheets every night. It fixed my mood. A lack of sleep causes depression and all kinds of things that Kim deals with. So let's get to the bottom of the problem and correct the situation in your bedroom by buying all American products from MyPillow. Yep, all manufactured here in America, no place else. Up to 50% off a lot of items that are at the Radio Listener Special page, and then some with the BOGO, the buy one, get one free. Look at the list of all the things in there. Use the DJV code. Save money, get financing if you need it for anything over $200, and rest easy. That's the bottom line. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the menu on the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the DJV code at checkout, and wow, how much better you will be sleeping. That's the MyPillow website, code DJV.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Continuing with Kim Bellissimo, obviously she and I are friends. We've had a great friendship for a number of years. She's written a couple of books. One of them is called The Business of Being. But we're here to talk about the energy, the things. And you know, we talk about the application of this stuff. When you and I talk, there's a direct link and there's a feeling. But let's say somebody wants to. I know you offer various things on Zoom. You have people that come to you, and I think almost daily now, I've seen all kinds of things that you're doing online at kimbellissimo.com don't require anything other than logging on to Zoom. So how are those things? How do you do the group thing when, at least in my experience, most of the work that I've had done with you is individually? So how do you get a group thing to work?
All my stuff is remote. It's always been remote. Once in a while, people come in, but now it's just remote. I have Nature Connected today, which is establishing, because it's all about relationship, kind of your heart creates everything in relationship. Mm-hmm. And so by connecting actually even to Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is really God in form. She creates form. So when I see people that have health issues or they want to create more abundance, want to create more things, they establish this relationship with her. And by connecting kind of your heart with her heart, what happens is you can start to release what you don't want in your life and renew. Renew something, bring something into new form. And then I have my energy works, which is how to navigate your energy, how to move it, how to change it, how to really create. Instead of chaos, which we see out there, you know, when you turn inward, you create this whole inner navigation system, which you will be able to create and actually see what's going on, as opposed to just how we're programmed out of really what's going on. You know, it's like looking outward. You can't tell what is happening, but when you start to look inward, now you can really navigate your life in a new way.
But it becomes hard because most people don't want to look at themselves. They find it uncomfortable the way they've been packaged, if you will, for whether it's jobs, whether it's marriage, whether it's social gatherings. People want to fit in, and listening to you helps people, but it doesn't help you fit in. Not necessarily into the mainstream. And that's why this stuff is so... if you're somebody who kisses everybody's butt, you need to have some time with Kim. Kim Bellissimo is here on Your Hidden Power. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kimberlissimo here on Your Hidden Power. The question is, how do I choose myself? Because that's really, you deal a lot with people who are addicts, I know, and I guess you can describe addiction in any number of ways. I was mentioning my stepmother passing away at the age of 93 the other day. She died of a broken heart. They sent her the death certificate, died of COVID, but she didn't. She died because nobody went to see her. And nobody went to see her because they were all afraid that if they went to see her, they'd make her sick. Well, how preposterous is that? She was dying anyway. So, you know, she would rather have spent the time with the people and maybe had a month less to live than to sit by herself in a chair wondering how everybody was that she cared about. And this is thinking, this is this group thinking that we're talking about. I can give you any number, and so can you, like more examples of how you, you know, you've got to work on yourself. And it's not easy for people to do that because we're bombarded, Kim, you know that, with all these messages every day. Bye, 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 do, 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 be, be, be. And so you're fighting a tough battle, man. You really are. You know, trying to get people to take that stuff out of their lives or to deal with it properly, yes?
Yes, and I'm saying hello to your stepmom, you know, Doug. I mean, you are right on about that because... being in isolation, being cut off, is what kills you.
Yeah.
And because it's all about relationship and it's all about being in relationship in a new way. And that's what people are trying to do. What I'm seeing with people from 4th of July, we have till 4th of July where we can make an enormous amount of change from the full moon on Friday. So what starts to happen, if you can even, and it's going to be revealed, and it's being revealed, like what patterns in my life kind of aren't working. You know, things that we haven't really had access to, if we can just start to see it and start to see where we're unconscious and just confront it and face it, what happens then is our lives will change because we have to let go, and it will be illuminated, kind of all of those areas and current, kind of the unconscious current that runs through, if we can just even look at that, release that, even just looking at it and letting it go, some wow. new form will start to be created.
There's an expression, let go and let God, which is something, even though I hear it, I believe it,
but doing it is a whole other task. That's why people who, you know, there are those who would spend a lot of time with you because they want to make sure that they have the tools. Some people think, well, once I go to her, I'm going to keep going to her. Well, there are things that you confront every day of your life, or certainly with regularity, that require a change in your thought venue, and that's where energy comes in. That's why I find Kim as helpful as she is. But she also has an understanding of a lot of these practices, what the business is with the moon and the stars and how it influences us. And you do a lot of your workshops based on what's going on in the heavens, right?
Yes, and on Earth. And, you know, and people don't have to depend on me because I give people tools.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we're really looking at a vertical game. So, I mean, what does that mean? That means instead of kind of, you know, playing tennis with each other, which if I, you know, hit the ball to you, most people would just hold on to the ball and it would never return. And that's when our heart breaks. That's when we don't have this continual flow of energy moving back and forth. But we really want to be in a vertical game now where we are asking, we are receiving. We're throwing the ball up, you know, to God. It's coming back. We're throwing it down to the planet. It's coming back. And in this vertical game, see, this is where new things drop in.
It's sort of like you seek and you will find. I think maybe that's a way of summarizing this. So check Kim out. Kim Bellissimo, two L's, kimbellissimo.com. She's on Instagram, on Facebook. She's got lots of these classes on Zoom. She's a fabulous energy healer addressing individual and collective problems. Kim Bellissimo here on Your Hidden Power.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I use my Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn 5% cash back on everything I buy at Walmart.com.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. I earn unlimited rewards, including 5% cash back at Walmart.com. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One N.A.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. More than 37 million Americans suffer from migraine. Fortunately, some new medications are in the pipeline that should help people with migraine find some much-needed relief.
It's going to revolutionize the way that we practice headache medicine, I suspect.
Dr. Amal Starling says that researchers have identified a molecule called CGRP that is elevated during a migraine attack. The new drugs target CGRP activity and reduce it.
The best way I can describe it is the old school arcade game of Pac-Man. Think of the medication as Pac-Man, and the dots are CGRP and CGRP receptors. And the medication is going to eat up all those dots, and it's going to reduce the frequency and severity of migraine attacks.
In studies, Dr. Starling says the drugs worked effectively in people with episodic migraine and chronic migraine as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower, so you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trouble with your cell phone service yesterday? Well, apparently the problem was with the massive T-Mobile network. The FCC says it's investigating the outage that affected customers coast to coast. The chairman of the FCC tweeting last night, the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have been restored as of earlier this morning. It was a big day for the LGBTQ community yesterday with a historic victory in a Supreme Court ruling. Human Rights Campaign Chief Alfonso David says it was a landmark decision for LGBTQ equality.
Federal law does protect LGBTQ people from being discriminated against at work, and no one should be denied a job or fired simply because of who they love.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
An American's been sentenced in Russia after espionage charges. Here's USA Radio's Jesse Edwards.
Paul Whelan, the former U.S. Marine accused of espionage in Russia, was found guilty and sentenced to 16 years in prison by a Russian court. His twin brother, David Whelan, spoke to reporters.
He was sentenced to 16 years hard labor for the crime of espionage, a crime that we don't believe was committed and for which there wasn't any evidence. The conviction was an obstacle. The Russian Federation wouldn't talk about releasing Paul until he was convicted. And so now that that has happened, we hope that the U.S. government will speak to the Russian government. We have had one phone call in the last 18 months. He was denied phone calls by the prison for most of the time.
Again, that's our Jesse Edwards with that report. Officials in South Korea report North Korea has now blown up the two countries' joint liaison office, which had been located near the border town of Kaesong. In recent weeks, the North has been condemning the South for allowing anti-North propaganda to be sent across the border via balloons and drones. The two sides have discontinued official communications. And next year's Oscars are being postponed because of the pandemic. The Academy is saying the 2021 Academy Awards will end up being presented on April 25th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Uri Geller now with me. I'm Doug Steffen. One of Uri's favorite words is synchronicity. I remember when I first met you, whenever it was, almost 30 years ago, one of the first words that you used with me was synchronicity. Synchronicity is a way for us to understand how things happen in our lives for a good reason, even if the reason isn't clear to you right away. When you use that term, do people understand or misunderstand what synchronicity is all about, Uri?
Well, look, first of all, let's explain all our listeners what synchronicity actually means. So synchronicity is a concept. It was first introduced by the famous analytical psychologist Carl Jung. I think that most of us remember Carl Jung. Mm-hmm. And what it means that this synchronicity holds events that are meaningful coincidences. Obviously, if they occur with no causal relationship yet seem to be meaningful related.
Maybe another way of putting it is they fit together perfectly in our lives when it seems that they're random at the beginning. Is that a good way of looking at it?
Very, very much so. Exactly. And you know that I do believe that there is a connection to astral configurations in astrology, for instance. Astral configuration means, at least for Jung, he gave an example of synchronicity that is kind of full of parallels of non-causal relationships between the development of celestial phenomena. I know this sounds very weird and maybe strange to hear, but those that are marked by terrestrial time, so synchronicity is attached to time. And actually the word synchronicity is German. If to the best of my recollection, synchronicity in German is pronounced synchronizatheit. So the word tie, the word, see that synchronicity, my phone is ringing, and I bet with you there's someone on that has to do with synchronicity.
Yeah. If you look at it more closely, I think that in my mind, what you've taught me is that the happenings that are synchronous, is that the right word, synchronous?
Yes.
If you look at it more closely, they really come at a time, thoughts are things, and they come at a time when we need them. I don't think it wasn't an accident that you and I met when we did. We met because we were supposed to meet at that time. We had been destined to meet at that time. We were destined to be friends. And I think we're just playing out destiny, in a manner of speaking.
Yes, and this synchronicity, I believe, ties into the relationship between the concept that the universe listens to you and the law of attraction occurs and tangibly makes things happen. And so that means that your energy of your capsulized thought wave reaches the universe. The universe doesn't really make decisions, but the universe can send back your wishes. So if you think positive all the time, you send that idea or that request to the universe, and the universe turns it back to you immediately with something very powerful that is positive and optimistic and hopeful and materializes your wishes. It's really amazing. The universe doesn't understand between good or bad, which means that if you think negative thought waves and you send that out as a message to the universe turns that back onto you and you get negative stuff around you. It's really an amazing concept.
And the fact that you understand it, that you've used it, that you found it in your life, helps to underscore how great a motivator, why you are a great motivator, a mind master. Uri Geller, his website for the new museum, which is going to open in a few months, Uri Geller Museum, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, Uri Geller Museum. Lots of fascinating things are happening there, and maybe will be tied with other events going on in the world. Uri is in touch, and you can be in touch with him by going to that website. I find any moments I spend with Uri fascinating. Great way to spend some time. Uri Geller with Doug Steffen here.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage.
Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Back to your hidden power and the services, the information, the help from Mary O'Malley, who's here every week. PsychicScout.com is her connection. She's instinctive, I think, is one of the words that I use an adjective to describe you. So many of the things that you do are simple. They're simple for you, but people come to you also. I was thinking about the simplicity of it all. You know, help is pretty simple. You have to want it first, and then you have to listen to the help that you're getting from the people from whom you seek the help. Does that sound like double talk, or does that sound like it makes sense? In other words, if you're going to go to the trouble to meet somebody and engage somebody like Mary, then you need to listen to make your decisions. So what percentage of it, of your group of people that you talk to on a regular basis, or even if you only have one at a time, of the people that you speak to, what percentage do you think take your advice? Actually, they listen to you.
They all listen. A lot of times it's about, you know, maybe they don't understand what the information means at the time, or it doesn't make sense in lieu of the way they view their life at that time. Mm-hmm. So they all listen. Quite often they tell me, no, I can't even imagine that happening. And then I'll get a call months later and say, you're not going to believe it. Right. So I think they do listen. You know, spirit can be kind of, I don't know, they give us information, but it doesn't always make sense in the moment. It's later on that, you know, for instance, I just had a client call, and I told her some months ago that her husband was going to come into some money or a really good job or something like that. And she just couldn't see it. She just couldn't see how that could happen. And lo and behold, it did. And so spirit works in so many different ways, more ways than we as human beings can imagine are available, you know.
So would you have people call on spirit to, a lot of people are very depressed. A lot of people are very angry right now. A lot of people want relief. So, you know, there's that problem that people ask about. They say they want help, they want to, but then do they really? That's why I asked you what I did at the beginning.
Yeah.
How many people
okay.
actually do you think, once they're finished with you, remember what you tell them? How many people are really benefiting? On 100 people that you may see, do you get through to 40 of them, 50 of them, 60 of them? What do you think?
You know, I don't always know the answer to that. I only know the ones that call back, and, you know, 90, 95% call back at some point and share with me, you know, what happened with the reading and how they were able to interpret it. A lot of times after the reading, they make a different decision about what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so then the reading would change, you know.
Right. Well, it's good to get clarity when you're making decisions about something, or you're looking forward to something, you want to shine with brilliance, if you will. And so oftentimes that happens by just getting somebody else to help you think, and somebody that you trust to help you think. That's the important thing. You got to trust
right.
where the information comes from, I think. And so, you know, there's a lot of BS out there, hard to know where to go to clear away all of that stuff. And it's all about energy. We've been talking about energy today and how much energy there is. So is it better, my directed question to you, is whether working with somebody on Zoom or some of the audio-visual connections we have now with the teleconnection, Can you do a better job if you can see somebody? And do you advise people when they do want to have a connection to you to try to do video as well as audio?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't say it's better if I can see them, but it really helps to make a connection with someone. Mm-hmm. The information is the same. You know, you were talking about energy. It's all energy, and energy is information. And so that's always the same. But as a human being, it's really nice to have that connection when possible to at least see each other.
Mm-hmm. I know somebody who went to see, not you, but somebody who does the same sort of thing as you do. This was somebody that was a businessman, and he was convinced that people were trying to overthrow him in one way or another. He didn't respect the people under him. Many of them were smarter than he was. But he was trying to keep everybody mediocre so that he would look better. And so he was finding all these dissensions from somebody like you, and they told him to just kind of relax and not be himself in terms of, you know, are you yourself if you're being bossy, or is that a front for something else? You know, and right. Getting through to people in a quick amount of time, that's going to be difficult for you to do.
It is. But honestly, you know, I always pray beforehand. And I have to trust that the words that Spirit brings through take root somehow, whether it's mm-hmm. a seed that, you know, blossoms later on or something that makes sense immediately. I don't know. You know, my job is just to give the information. So it's not me in particular giving the advice. I try to stay away from that. Mm-hmm. But it is Spirit, and it affects them energetically on a level that I would have no awareness of. But
one of the things that is very important in terms of people learning how to live their lives independently, I was talking earlier about how my stepmother passed away, and she died of loneliness, not of the COVID. Although it says on the thing she died of the corona thing, she didn't die of that at all. She died because nobody came to see her because they were told by the institution that if they came to see her, it would endanger her life. Well, her life was over anyway, and she knew it, but she couldn't get them to, you know, but they said, well, if you're not worried, what about all the other people that are in there? Well, the people that are in, she was 93 years old, all of them are in their 90s, so hello, what is better, to have people enjoy the last few months of their lives, or to keep them on ice so they'll last another month or two so you can bill more? You know, that kind of stuff, it seems to me, when people come to you for advice, well, what do I do if that's circumstances? Because they do. They come to you for direct advice. What do you tell them? Follow your heart or do this?
So, you know, you don't always have a choice. You know, in the end, you have to, even Spirit says sometimes, you know, in the end, everything happens for a reason. And her being alone is just horrible to you and me. But we don't know what kind of path or journey she needed to walk in those last few months, you know, to finish her walk on Earth here. So when it's taken out of our hands, there's reasons for that.
I might have
and
asked
I know
you
that
when,
sounds lame, you
well,
know, because
but I,
I'm
I
like
might
you.
Have,
what yeah. the heck's the difference?
I might have asked you to tune into her if I'd have said it before we got started and see what she is and how where she is and how she's doing. But I expect that
she's
actually
fine.
With my father. Yeah, I think she's fine.
Yeah.
She's actually better off in lots of different
Very
ways.
Much at peace.
Yeah, good. Well, she needed that. All right, there's the kind of advice you get from Mary O'Malley. She's at psychicscout.com for that appointment. All important time. Mary at psychicscout.com. This is your hidden power.
The copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is what flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
You and basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year. I know, right? Do you think I say I know right too often? I do. I know, right? I have to stop, don't I? I know.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
I know.
Yeah, even our commercials are better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now is Laura Banks with a look into the stars, astrologically speaking. And a lot of people in astrology wonder about these eclipses. There are six of them this year. We're having a full moon, a new moon. What is all of this, and how's that impacting? I know you like to keep in touch with me and what my stuff is all about, but in general, how do these things these things affect what people are going through? Are we going to have more upset because of the full moon? More riots? More of the kinds of stuff that we've had? I know most of the good astrologers I know think that we're just entering into a phase, in fact.
Well, what's interesting is with the three eclipses, which are 2 weeks apart, which is very rare, really what that often brings out in people is a sense of wisdom, evolution, and sort of a marker in time. So we're seeing these revolts and these people in the streets, these peaceful protesters. Really, there's a line in the sand here, and we're coming to months and months and years and going back, 400 years, right, in really slavery and what's gone on with the blacks in America, having to take stock of everything we've created as a consciousness and as a systemic problem. So with six out of eight of the planets also in retrograde, we are in this process of having to do a really, really uncomfortable look back on what we've created as a culture. Mm-hmm. And it's not a comfortable time. So this is a transition time with all these eclipses, which are just really like the eclipse on June 21st is going to be a happy eclipse because it's a solar eclipse. So we should all feel like that vibe is going to be nice.
Well, that's in tandem with the changing of the seasons, too. Is that powerful impact of having the first day of summer on a day with that event?
Well, it's so being overrided by all these retrograde planets and all these eclipses, and then Mercury goes retrograde June 17th.
How many planets in retrograde?
6 out of 8 of the planets. So we just have so much to sort out. So it's a good time to be sorting out and going back and fact-checking on whatever it is you're going to be doing. Or like right now, I am involved in launching businesses and opportunities, and it's not like you can't. But it does feel like I'm moving through mud. But but Mars does go into Aries, which is a very lovely thing on June 27th. Lovely meaning it's going to get us out of some of the haze we're feeling and through the retrograde. At the same time, it's going to create action in a time where I hope that these protests are managed peacefully, because with Mars going into Aries, it would not be a time to have violence, because that's the only problem with Aries, is that it can create sometimes violence. Mm-hmm. So hopefully I see it moving toward a peaceful place. June 29th, Jupiter meets Pluto, which is a lovely conjunction for prosperity and opportunities. So I think we'll continue to dig our way out of the money issues we're having as a country and as a culture and personally.
Do these things go up and down? Like, could it be that we do have some quiet, soft time for a while, and then in a couple of months, things, whether it's because of what's happening, the reality of our social setting and landscape versus the medical landscape that we're living through. Is there, you know, because if you look back, I think you told me this a couple of weeks ago that this time, the last time all of these planets were replicated the way they are right now was during the American Revolution. And then the time before that, when the same planet replication took place, was the fall of the Roman Empire.
So, right, and in 1914 we had World War One, and in 1982 we had AIDS. So Mars has a personal placement in all of our lives to see what we do day by day. For instance, you know, Mars falls into my 10th house of Capricorn and social status and recognition. So I'll see activity that's positive in my area of career. I'll look at your chart to see where Mars falls, and everyone should just get that understanding or start to notice where is Mars in your chart, because if it's in the fifth house, you're going to see an opportunity to create possibly romantic attractions or travel in the area of amusement or risk taking, anything Leo related. If it's in the sixth house, you're going to get busy with detail related work. So we have personal opportunities inside of this pandemic and inside of these protests, which is just altering the mapscape of our brains.
You know, I know, but the most difficult thing for the average person, this is general information, the most important thing for you to get is how this all works for you. So that's why I advise you to go to StarGalNetworks.com, Laura's website, StarGalNetwork.com, or call her. Why not? Get a connection. 800-571-3978. That's Laura Banks, StarGalNetwork.com, or call 800-571-3978. Laura Banks here at 59 past the hour.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.